Hi, everyone. It's Chase. All we have posted so far is our trailer, and already I am getting text messages from people who have listened to it who are angry and appalled at the statement I made about Ariana Grande. So I would like to get ahead of this scandal before it gets out of control and just say to Miss Grande that I apologize sincerely for the comments I made about you. I was truly just trying to think of something shocking to say, and that was the first thing that came to my mind. I hope that one day you can forgive me. And yeah, stream Positions on Spotify, everyone. And now let's get into the first official episode of Two Servings of Fruit.
I'm Liam. I'm 22 years old. I live in the Metro Vancouver area, and I'm a server. And I am a political science degree holder as well, bitches. And my drink of choice is a margarita, and I'm a bottom.
My name is Chase. I'm 23. I am currently an English student at UBC. I am a wedding photographer. My drink of choice is an Aperol Spritz.
I was gonna say, how would you not know that right away?
An Aperol Spritz, they're so delicious. Yeah. And I'm also a bottom.
What?
A bottom.
Oh, I thought you said part-time. And I was like, part-time what?
A bottom.
I understand now.
A bottom. Today's our first episode. Hello. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Had a coffee today, so.
Does that mean it's a special day?
That means it's a really fucking special day, bitch. Aww. Today we're going to be talking about, what are we talking about, Chase? Our two favorite things.
Ourselves?
Yeah.
We're going to do a little get to know you gay edition.
Exactly.
Because you don't know us and you're about to.
So I don't have any questions prepared as of right now.
I thought you were...
I was Googling some, but all the get to know you gay questions are like, are you gay?
It's good we're not prepared on our first episode because people will get accustomed to it. I'm going to look up one girl, five gays, best questions.
All of them were just like, give your best advice on how to suck a dick.
Well, I don't want to do that. I've never done that before, so I wouldn't know where to start.
We should both disclose. Yes, it's true.
We're virgins.
And bottoms.
Oh, 600 questions about love and sex.
Oh.
The One Girl, Five Gays master list.
Okay.
Posted June 14, 2012.
Can you send me that link?
Would you watch a Spencer and Heidi sex tap? She just spelled tape.
Okay. Spencer and Heidi, is going to get that reference.
I barely get it.
Did they have a sex tape?
I guess. Oh, maybe not, because it says, would you watch? And if they had one, it would be, did you watch?
Oh, true.
Do you think you're funny?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. 100%. I'm hilarious.
Okay.
I laugh at myself all the time.
That's a bad sign.
Do you think you're funny?
Yeah, in certain circumstances.
Like what, specifically?
Just like at a situational. Funeral?
On the situation.
Like, situational. Like, I'm not going to do a stand-up special, but I can riff off someone.
Riff off.
This question, who would you do?
Okay.
Fergie or Kesha?
Oh, my God.
Fergie.
Are you sure?
Fergie's hot.
Yeah, but she just scares me for some reason.
Yeah, she would be like...
I would have sex with Fergie.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of
why I do like Kesha. Kesha's pretty.
Kesha's beautiful woman.
Fergie's just like
MILF money. Remember that? Okay, so we're getting these questions from Catherine Taylor Rose's Tumblr.
Yes, you have to give credit this day and age.
Yes, thank you, Catherine, for this.
She made this post in 2012. Do you think she knew it would be used for this in 2020?
Do you think she's even on Tumblr anymore?
No one's on Tumblr anymore.
Here's a good one. What's your biggest weakness? What is your biggest weakness?
What's my biggest weakness?
Yeah.
Tough one.
Is it?
I don't think I have any.
Interesting.
My biggest weakness is I'm over emotional.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to put it. I would disagree.
That I'm over emotional? You think I'm not emotional enough?
I don't think you're over emotional. I think you're using that as a proxy for confrontational. But I don't think that's a weakness.
I don't think it's a weakness either. I would never say confrontational is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I stand up for myself and what I think, because most of the time it's the correct way to think.
Okay. Honor to that.
But I am over emotional too. I'm very.
Okay, so the next episode is going to be seeing if we can make Chase cry.
I mean, over emotional doesn't just mean cry a lot.
I know, but
that's anger is an emotion. And I'm feeling it right now.
Okay.
But like when over emotional, that's my answer. What's yours? Defensive?
No, I was gonna say condescending.
Is it?
Or defensive. I'm very defensive. Yeah, I would agree with that.
If you were a brand of clothing, what brand would you be?
Probably Forever 21.
Oh.
Trashy. And extinct.
They're still alive in America.
Are they really?
We didn't even tell anyone we're from Canada. Is that important?
No.
Okay.
No.
If I was a brand of clothing, I would be Topshop.
Okay.
Because it's British? It's like pretend.
Oh, okay.
Pretend luxury.
That makes sense. Okay, I'm one step below that. I'm H&M.
Okay.
It's like a little cheaper. Oh, here's a good one. If you had a sexual to-do list, what would be on the top of the list? Like having your nipples clamped to a car battery and just like rev.
I've never had my ass eaten.
You've never?
No.
Really?
And it is at the top of my list.
That was one of the first things someone ever did to me, and I was so thrown off. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've never had that happen.
And I felt unprepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one, for sure.
Yeah, my boyfriend won't do it, so I'll leave his Instagram handle.
This is like a passive-aggressive confrontation.
I created this entire podcast just to shame my boyfriend for not eating my ass. So I'm going to leave his Instagram handle, and you go comment.
My biggest thing would just be, I don't want to do this anytime soon, but at one point in my life, I definitely want to have, like, a group experience.
Yeah.
But that would be, like, when I'm, like, 30-something, I think.
Yeah.
Because
a group or, like, a threesome?
Like, a threesome probably would be the limit.
Group sounds like six or whatever.
That'd be too much. That's a whole lot.
Too much going on.
People smell. I don't like that.
Also, just, like, that idea. Through, like, a COVID lens, that idea stresses me out so deeply.
There's probably still people having orgies right now.
Yeah.
Like, as we speak.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the world. Yeah. There's an orgy. That's kind of a crazy
thought. Time in Vancouver, I saw a literal flyer that was for a sex party. It was text this number, pay $20, and they send you the address. It was a literal flyer on
a
pole.
That's a scam. That's gotta be a scam.
Yeah, must. But
pay $20.
It was like a naked man. And it was a gay thing.
Where was this?
It was in Vancouver.
But where in Vancouver? Like,
on that street.
Gay Davie?
No, not even Davie. What's that street?
I'm picturing at UBC.
Robson? Burrard?
Oh.
What's that? Where's the Zara downtown?
Robson.
On that street.
That's actually really awesome.
I'm gonna ask, have you ever confronted someone on their homophobia?
I don't think I have, actually.
Not necessarily in person. Could be.
I don't even think I've confronted anyone online because I don't think I've met anyone. Actually, that's not true. I got called the F word on Ask FM one time. Do you remember Ask FM?
Of course.
Yeah, I used to post that link all the time. I had no friends.
Me too.
So I'd get one question every once in a while. And it's like, I only got... The one question I got one time was just, you're a F word. And I was like...
We should have a whole episode on the F word because we have differing opinions on it.
We do.
I had Ask FM and people wouldn't ask me stuff and I would ask myself stuff. So it seemed like people were asking me stuff. Me putting myself on blast right now.
I love that. That's actually kind of smart.
Kind of sad.
I just thought everybody was getting asked all the time. I really
people,
wanted someone
no,
to...
No, people were definitely asking themselves some stuff.
That actually makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of that. What was your question?
Confronted anyone on their
homophobia? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That was my answer.
What... But did you reply to it?
I just posted it with no answer.
I've confronted someone many times.
I believe you. I just never experienced homophobia, I think.
I was on the bus in grade 10, and I was made fun of a lot in grade 8 and 9, and I was on the bus in grade 10 for a, I think it was a band trip. It was some sort of class trip. And okay. This guy, I'm actually not going to say his name, actually, called me.
Just bleep it.
Faggot.
Oh my god.
And I sacked him.
No!
I need him in the balls so hard.
Oh my god.
It was a whole thing.
That's
awesome. I didn't even get in trouble, so.
I'm not you, like, yeah, I actually.
And after that, people stopped being a dick.
Honestly, I bet.
Because I would fuck him up.
I'm you, like, yeah, I will punch you in the balls. Honestly, better though. Better than just taking it.
That's the. And also, yeah, another time. It was Canada Day, and I was walking from my house to the fireworks with friends,
uh-huh.
and some guy in a truck drove by and called me that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I've said it, called me a fag. And my friends, like, chased the car down, like,
really?
Screaming, but he, like, sped away. Like, what a pussy.
Literally.
Like, what?
I did get called the F word one time in public, and I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we were waiting for the bus, and I didn't even know I knew we were gay. It's not like we were making out or anything. We were just standing near each other.
You just get the vibe.
Yeah. Thank you. He said it, and I just laughed. First response is I just laughed, and then my boyfriend was like, fuck you, dude. And the guy was clearly homeless, so.
I've definitely laughed when people have said it before, too.
I don't know, like, why. It was just my initial response.
Like, that time on Canada Day, it's not like I chased after him. Like, I literally, it didn't even matter
literally,
to me. Like, you become numb.
Literally,
like,
that's true.
Like, it's like, who cares?
What's the next question? Let's see. Oh, if you could go out with any famous person for dinner, who would it be?
Is this, like, a date or just, like, a casual...
Maybe, like, a casual.
Celebrity I want to be friends with. Adele?
Oh, that'd be a really sad dinner, probably.
No, because, who was that influencer? He, like, had dinner with Adele. It looked so much fun. I feel like Adele is so much fun. But also, I want to be friends with someone who's, like, really famous, really rich, but... Which Adele is, but, like, she's not really in the social scene, so
no.
It's not like I would get many connections by being friends with Adele. Like, I could just go visit her at her house in
England. I have someone great for you that I think
Who?
Would be better.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I thought of Taylor Swift, but she's so reclusive now. Like, Taylor Swift, like, 6 years ago? Sure.
Yeah, but if you go for dinner with her once, she'll probably text you for the rest of your life.
True that. She'll invite me to her big house parties.
I was gonna say Kim Kardashian, because I really just want to see what she looks like in person, and... You probably get a ton of Instagram followers.
I was also thinking, like, Kendall Jenner, just on the Kardashian
train,
because Kendall Jenner's so young, so, like, so many connections, so in the scene.
Yeah,
like...
but because she's so young, you'll look so old in comparison.
Excuse me? She's older than me. She's older than me, actually. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Oh, here's one that you have feelings about.
Okay.
Do you want children? I'm not done. If so, do you plan to adopt or would you find a surrogate?
I want to adopt 5 babies. I want 5 kids.
You want 5 kids?
I want 5 kids.
I don't know if I even want any. And you want 5?
I want 5 babies.
I, like, just because I'm so young, like... I feel like the idea of it stresses me out and scares me so much. So I'm like, I don't want kids. But then realistically, I think I will have a kid in my lifetime, but no more than 2.
I want 5. And if not 5, then 3. I don't want 4. I don't know why. I just don't want 4.
Yeah, I'm in a family of 4 kids and it's fucked.
Yeah, but 5? You guys would just be a little freaking group. You know, all my little kids would have so much fun together. And they'd be so close, and then some of them would just have different relationships with each other. It would just be so much fun. And we'd get a big van to go places. Who did you take to prom?
I took my friend Irina to prom.
Uh-huh.
We were each other's date. And we had sex in the bathroom.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, love that girl.
I took my friend, and she brought her boyfriend, and then she left early.
Oh, with her boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, that's why we don't want to name names?
Good.
We don't want to name names?
We don't want to name names.
Well, you know who you are.
It's fine. I just don't want to...
It's fine. It's fine.
I don't want to...
It's fine.
I don't want anybody getting the wrong impression about anybody.
Okay. Describe a bad kiss.
Way too... Like, when... Oh, my God. The second last guy I was, like, hooking up with... Just so much tongue. Like, hard tongue.
Really?
Like, forceful tongue in mouth. Like, mwah, mwah, like, tongue. just way too much aggressive tongue.
Oh, God.
And it was, like, just, like, your whole tongue is in my mouth. Like, that's enough. I don't need all that. I don't need all that. I also don't like, I don't know why. I don't like when guys are just, like.
What is that? It looks like a little butthole you just made with your mouth.
Way too firm lips when they're like.
I've never experienced that. I've never experienced. Maybe they just don't have any lips.
Maybe that could be it too. Anyways,
a bad kiss to me is too much tongue, but it's particularly when it like gets like floppy, like spit outside of the mouth. I don't think there's any reason spit should be outside of the mouth.
True.
Like
and that's then a sign. It starts to dry and it smells bad.
Yeah, that's a sign you know. I mean, I wipe it off, but that's a sign that you know that it was not a good kiss.
Yeah, that's true. What's the last text you sent where you lied?
Let me pull them up. I don't know. I lie in almost all of them. I literally can't find it. Like, all these are honest truths.
Wow. Okay, everybody. Everybody, okay. If you're listening to this, clap for Chase. He doesn't lie at all. He never lied in life.
This is so boring. Okay. There was something I was reselling. And I said that, like, this was, like, a message on the reselling site. Does that count as a text?
Yeah, that counts.
They asked, like, how many times it was worn. Uh-huh. And I said once, but really, like, it obviously wasn't worn once because it's from the thrift store, so it was obviously worn many, many times.
That's awesome.
And then they bought it and I shipped it to them, and I hope they love it. I hope they're listening, and I hope they love it.
The last text I sent where I lied was yesterday when I was going to see a friend, and I was very late already. Like, just very late, and I said I had left.
Yesterday? Oh, it's fresh.
Yeah, and I had not left at all.
That's so, such a typical lie, though.
Yeah, but it is the truth.
Yeah. My question is, describe how you have sex. Do you mind?
Sorry. I forgot we were recording.
Describe how you have sex in one word.
Yeah, I saw that question, too. I would say, loud.
Really?
Yeah. I know. And my hands start to tingle. I don't know what it is. I don't think I breathe properly when I'm having sex. But I, like, my hands literally tingle and my teeth go numb. And sometimes if I stand up too quick, I feel like I'm gonna pass out.
Holy fuck, what's going on?
I'm literally just, like, not breathing properly, I think.
Poppers?
I've never done poppers, so they scare me.
Loud. Yeah. That was unexpected.
Yeah, I know.
I can't picture you having sex in any capacity.
No, it's kind of like... I always giggle.
My word would be impatient.
Oh, that's a good way to put it, too. Sometimes
it's just time to get it over.
Sometimes if I'm in the morning, I don't want to have sex. I hate morning sex. People love it, and I'm just like, I want to, like, this. I'm not awake.
I don't think my boyfriend likes it either.
I
wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of it.
I like middle of the day.
Not even. I like middle of the night.
I don't like that. I'm too tired.
I like
tired.
Middle of the night.
I want to sleep.
I like middle of the night. Like, it just kind of happens, and you're kind of, like, not fully awake, and it's just kind of, like, weird.
I'm not you, like, half
sex dream, but, like, it's really happening.
Okay.
But, yeah, impatient, because sometimes it's like, it's a certain amount of time, and then I'm like, okay, let's go here. Like, I have shit to do.
I do not like having sex or someone who tries to have sex when we're watching something. I'm like, I'm watching this. Wait till we're done. Wait till the movie's over.
Depends what I'm watching.
Are frat boys sexy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. Sorry, I like a douchebag.
Yeah. Only certain ones, though. That's a pretty lame question.
Would you rather marry a doctor or a football player?
Oh, a doctor.
Okay.
A doctor, for sure.
So, my first instinct was football player, because there's something about being the wife of an athlete that it just excites me. Like, it's so luxurious.
That's true.
I would be on that show, Wags.
What? What the hell is that?
What is it called? Wags?
Wags? No.
Wives and girlfriends of sports people.
Oh my god.
I would want to be on WAGS. It's like Real Housewives, but for wives of sport.
What a horrible athletes. Name.
Then I was thinking about Jennifer from Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I would love to be married to a plastic surgeon, which is a doctor.
Well, that's one type of doctor.
Yeah,
a
plastic surgeon's like the worst just type of doctor. Normal doctor. I would pick football player. Really? Plastic surgeon, I would pick doctor.
I would pick a doctor because I just think if football player, you're like, yeah, you got money. But also football players, it's like, you know, football players, they can get this disorder and they think this might have been what O.J. Simpson had, where you get concussed too many times and it makes you psychotic and you kill people. Like, that's why so many, like, sportsmen are, like, abusive or murder people.
But I could be on WAGS.
Yeah, or you could get murdered, or he cheats on you or something. Me just assuming football players cheat.
I mean, they do.
They do. Is marriage important to you?
No, it's not. Why are you laughing?
No.
It's not! I think that marriage is a bit of a sham. I think that you can make a commitment to someone without the need for marriage. Will I probably get married in my lifetime? Yes, but it would probably be for, like, my significant other who would want to get married. Like, I would do that for them, but for me, I don't feel like it's something I would need.
I want to get married.
Yeah, I know.
I want to get married and have babies. Me being the wife?
You say I want to be a football player's wife, but literally. No, I don't want to get married. I would get married. I just, like, things like that are...
Would you have, like, a big wedding?
Yeah, if I got married, it would be fucking huge.
You wouldn't do, like, something low-key?
No, there's well, no then fucking
it
point.
Sounds like marriage matters.
I don't... No, it's not the marriage. It's the big, giant fucking party that's all about me.
That's true. Where would you get married? Like, what would it like, be like?
The Taj Mahal. What?
The literal Taj Mahal in India.
No, maybe not. But I would, like...
They would not let you do that.
I know they so wouldn't. You know. I know. I just was thinking grand, and that's the first thing that came into my head. Was the Taj Mahal. I Why just... Somewhere Moscow? Beautiful. Somewhere big and beautiful and gorgeous.
I've always thought of having a wedding, like, up near, like, Whistler on the highway.
On the highway.
Like, off the highway in some, like, you have to go deep in the woods, essentially, and there's, it's just, like, quiet, and you just have this beautiful ceremony.
I absolutely fucking hate that.
It would be gorgeous.
It would be fucking boring.
It wouldn't be boring. It would be the most beautiful scene in the world.
I mean, I was thinking, like, reception. I don't really know where I want my ceremony.
Ceremony there. Reception in Whistler.
I would like my reception just somewhere really luxurious, like, maybe a rooftop. Vegas. Ooh, a destination wedding. I don't think I'd do a destination wedding.
Me saying Vegas and you saying destination wedding?
That's a destination.
That's a shotgun wedding.
Yeah, but, like, it just made me think, like, oh, like, fly somewhere. But I don't think I would do that. I want my reception to be somewhere beautiful, like a rooftop or, like, big,
Would you do it in, like, the city, though? Like, somewhere in, like a city vibe?
Yeah.
I see. I wouldn't do that. I would do, like, I think I would love to do, like, more of, like, a private, just, like, a very private but big event.
Yeah, I mean, sense. I really don't, like, haven't thought much about it, because as I just said, it's not that important to me.
It sounds pretty important.
So my question?
I think so.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how proficient are you in the art of seduction?
Oh my god. I would say, like, I'm a easy to talk to person, but when it comes to, like, being serious and, like
sexy. Yeah.
I literally will just giggle and, like, laugh like a little child at me, like, pee pee.
Yeah. I can't. So what's your number?
Like a 3. No, maybe like a 5.
Really? A 5? That's high.
I don't think that's high.
I was going to say a 3 for myself.
5 is like average. If 5 is in the middle.
Maybe 4.
Yeah, actually 4.
Because, like, I feel like back in my single days, like, if I wanted to hook up with someone.
I could. But yeah. I'm relying more.
But that's like over the on my phone. Like, that's like texting over the phone. Like, I could seduce someone that way. But then, like, in person, I'm like just like awkward. It's just literally, awkward. I'm not sexy. Kissing. Like,
no, literally, I can't do
just
that.
I slap.
Have you ever had an HIV scare?
No. I mean, I've been tested for stuff. Yeah. So, like, but that's not like a scare.
Yeah. I've never had a scare, but I am constantly in a state of fear over HIV. Or just STDs in general.
Yeah.
Every time I'm stressed, I think I have HIV. Even though I don't have sex.
When I was single. Before I was in a consistent relationship and I had to get tested, I went to the doctor like 3 times and she would give me this spiel the whole time about like, she was so condescending. She was like, you know, if you use protection. And she's like, you know, if you had one consistent partner. And I'm like, I'm trying to have one consistent partner. They're blocking me. It's not my fault. And then she gave me this card. She's like, you know, because I had to go to her every time I wanted to get tested.
Was this like a clinic or was this like a GP? This is my
family doctor.
Oh my God.
She was like, you know what? Here's this card. It's good for the year.
What?
I just had this card that allowed me to get tested whenever I wanted for that entire year.
That's kind of nice.
It's like my doctor just called me a big...
That's like peace of mind,
too. Big fat whore.
You know what, though? Like, family clinics like that, I feel like don't do a good job. But I also went to, like, a sexual health clinic for men.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him it had been a long time since I had been tested. But it was because it had been a long time since I had sex outside of my relationship. And he was like, well, we're gonna... He was very concerned. And that freaked me out. And I was like, oh my God.
But that's not really an HIV scare.
I know.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a straight... I'm gonna change this one, actually, to a little bit. Have you ever taken a straight male friend to a gay bar?
No.
Like
I don't even know if I have any straight male friends. I went with a straight guy to a gay bar, but he wasn't my friend.
He was, like, dating one of your friends?
No, he was, like, the guy I was seeing's friend.
Oh.
And he was like, yeah, I'll come.
Well, we can count that.
Okay. So, yes.
The only time...
I have straight friends, I swear.
The only time... No, I don't have any straight male friends, really, either. The only time... I have been to the gay bar with a straight male friend was my friend's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And he was pretty chill. Honestly, he was pretty cool about it. Like, he
was fine.
Like, any other bar. And people were hitting on him. But he was chill.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A straight man in a gay bar is, like, a gold nugget. The gays go crazy. What do you think about face tattoos?
What do I think about face tattoos?
Yeah.
I think they are, like, cool. Like, I don't hate them, depending what it is. Like, I like the look. I would never, ever, ever, ever get one.
You wouldn't get loser tattooed on your forehead?
No.
Oh.
No.
Interesting.
but I would get confrontational.
Warning label.
But, like, there was a time where I literally, back in my edgier days, wanted, like, a paper airplane tattoo right here.
Oh, my God. Because
Kehlani, the singer, has a paper airplane tattoo right here.
Jeez.
And I loved her, and I thought it was so cool.
I love face tattoos on people, for the most part.
Yeah, they're cool, right?
I think they are so hot.
But you'd never get one.
And I don't think I would ever, I would never get a real tattoo, probably, at this point.
Really?
Like, past the point that I would. Here's a good one. What is the most shocking message you have received on Grindr?
Oh my God, it's been a long time since I've been on Grindr.
Yeah, but you have, like, there must be one that sticks out to you. I have one, for
sure. I gotta think about mine.
I'll go with mine, then. I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
I once received this huge, huge paragraph that was, like, not... He said, okay, it was basically like, I'm gonna lick and suck all over your toes,
ew,
in between your toes. Like, so much just about my feet. And I didn't know pictures of my feet or anything. And it's just like going off and off and off. And it's like, and then when I bring you home, I'm gonna just like get your socks all in my mouth. And it was like so disgusting.
All about feet?
All about my feet.
Oh my God.
And then he was like, and then immediately afterwards, and this paragraph, I like was scrolling through it. Then like immediately afterwards, like, oh, whoops, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to send that to you. And then another one right afterwards, and like, unless, like, you liked it, in which case, like, you know?
I'm not him doing that to everyone.
I know.
Just, like, secretly trying to find someone who has a foot fetish.
Literally, I love pretending to be, like, I don't know, in high school again, like, messaging people being like, oh, I'm so sorry, but that was from my friend. And he was in his 40s, so it was gross.
I think the weirdest one, the one that sticks out the most to me was I was in, like, downtown Vancouver, and I got this message from this guy who literally, his profile said 82 years old, like, he was old man, and he said, I'll give you $300 to sit on my face.
That is...
And I was so just shocked, but I ended that day $300 richer.
Yeah, shut up.
Just kidding, I didn't do it. If I stepped into your room, what would I see?
You would see a well-made bed at all times.
And really?
Yes.
Your bed's always made?
Yeah.
I mean, it is always made when I'm here, but I've never, like, put it together.
Yep.
Just not maybe when you had company.
No, when I wake up in the morning and get out of bed, I always make my bed. And just neat and tidy, and you would not see much, actually, so.
You
would just learn that I am a neat freak.
I have always wanted to be one of those people that makes my bed every morning, and I did it consistently for a week, like, recently, like, during quarantine, like, and I just stopped. Like, I just, if you walked into my room, you would not see the floor, and that's all I'm gonna say. So, we are two sides of the spectrum here.
That is true. So, that was, thanks for getting to know us, and, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about some new stuff.
I like how this whole episode was, like, learning stuff about us that no one would care about.
Like, yeah, not really fundamentally.
Like, literally.
Character questions.
Just
but
weird stuff that now is on
like
the
yeah.
now is on the internet. So.
Okay, so that's it. Join us again in 2 weeks if we stick to a consistent timeline, but I make no promises. Please subscribe.
If you haven't had enough of us yet, you can find us on all sorts of social platforms.
We're on Tumblr, LinkedIn,
Grindr, Tinder,
Google+, and that's it.
Poshmark, Pinterest, no Instagram, no Facebook, no Twitter. See you guys later.